Extract 12. Losing a tooth.
Anyway, Susie said that there were no such things as fairies. Well, the night she put her tooth under the pillow, we forgot to put the money there and take it away. We forgot all about it. So she got up in the morning. The tooth's all gone. There's no money. Daisy said, well, there you are. You see, you said you didn't believe in fairies, so how can you expect the fairies to come and see you? Oh, but I do believe in fairies. You know, I really do. So Daisy said, well, try again tonight. So that night, the bums, we remembered. So the next morning she gets up, all happy. Oh, they've been, I've got my money. And Dave said, well, there you are. That just shows that you, if you, they hear you saying you don't believe, no money. She said, well, I know you're only saying that because you forgot to put it there. And now she reckons that, she said, she comes in and she'll grin all over. She said, of course, just as the blue shirt. I do believe in Father Christmas. She'll grin on from ear to ear. And it's probably obvious that she doesn't. Yeah. But she's not going to say it, just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case that there's no toys on Christmas.
What I like doing is with the Pakistani children and the Indian children, the infants, when their tooth falls out in school and they cry. And if they've got enough English, I explain to them that in England, you put it under the pillow and a fairy will come. I will give, well, either 2.5p, but that sounds a bit crude for a fairy, doesn't it?
Oh, no, our fairies have five.
Yeah, 5 pence. And it's so funny, you see, and I say, now, you must explain properly to your mummy and daddy what this custom is in England, you see. They go off clutching this tooth, and they come back the next day, and they say, oh, miss, fairies come me,